episode 3181, You Can Because You Can't.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is hump day. Okay, I know that's old, but you know, it is actually kind of fun to say, but I got to tell you, it is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to get your health on because you matter. And if you do not have the energy, if you're feeling kind of like, oh, I'm just dragging, well, you can because you can't. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. All right, take a deep breath because we are on a fabulous ride today. Question, have you ever wanted to do something, but instead of focusing on what you can do, you hang out with what you can't? Buckle up. You can because you can't. Now, I know that sounds a little backward, doesn't it? I get it. You know, but here, listen to me, hang in there. It means that because I'm doing it a little backwards, you might actually remember it, kind of like my band director used to do. He told us to be there at a certain time, but it wasn't like 4:45. It was like 4:47 or 4:53. It was never like an even time that would make sense. You can because you can't. In today's fast-paced world, and you know it, we've got it. It's easy to feel defeated when it comes to healthy living. The endless to-do list, how many lists you have, how many lists you make a week. I have too many. You should see the pile in front of me right now. Demanding work schedules, right? We all have things to do. Never-ending responsibilities. Volunteering. I mean, it's one thing after another, and it often leaves us feeling overwhelmed, causing us to focus on what we can't do rather than what we can. But what if we flip the script and realize that we can because we can't? So despite your limitations, my friend, your busyness and your challenges, it's time to live boldly. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live boldly. That means you got to do things, well, a little bit uniquely. And that's why this whole episode is about you can because you can't. I don't want your focus to be on, gosh darn it, I have a foot problem. And because of my foot problem, I can't work out. I can't live healthy. If I can't do my exercising and, why even eat healthy? So, well, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And now by the time the holidays roll around, you will have already gained 10 pounds. And you haven't even enjoyed the holidays from Thanksgiving into the new year. What do we average? I think now the average is over 10 pounds. I think it's like 12 pounds or 13 pounds, something weird like that. I know it's definitely 5 pounds, but it changes all the time. And I think because of our food, I think it's actually getting worse, which is really, really sad, but we'll leave that for another episode. So what can you really do? I believe that your health is your wealth. Now, yes, it's great to have, money in the bank account. I get it. However, if you have money in the bank account, but you cannot live to tell about it, then why have money in the bank account, right? I mean, you can't use it if you're 6 feet under. So you've got to live a healthy life. And that means you've got to change your ways. And I believe that a lot of people out there nowadays are really becoming conscious of what they're putting in their mouths, how they're living. Are they exercising enough? Now, you do have those other millions that are like, yeah, I really don't care. I'm going to do what I want because I can. I mean, it is America. That's why I live in America. I can do that. In other countries, maybe you can't, but here in America, you can do and grab anything. I mean, it is ridiculous how fast we can have something in our mouth and what we want to do. And it becomes something that honestly brings on really a limitation, right? It becomes a brick wall. And that brick wall then means that, well, I can't do it, so guess I'm not going to do it. Or I'm not even going to try to figure out how to because it takes too much effort. I would rather just grab and go It's just much easier that way. Well, no, that's not living boldly, my friend, and you matter. So I want to ask you three questions today. We're going to go through them, you know, in a different manner, but I think it's going to be a unique way for you to reflect on where you are right now. I know I've been doing this search. I've been sharing with you how I've been doing some crazy things that some people would say is crazy, but for my body, it's absolutely perfection. I'm getting results and I'm doing what I need to do because I do have a foot that does not work right now. And as well as it needs to, I mean, I can walk, that's not it, but I have a heel pain and I know what it is and I'm looking at my options, but I'm not one who wants to go directly to medication. I don't want to go get injections and I don't want to have surgery. So I'm trying to do it my way. And really what I need to do is I know what aggravated it. And if I'm on my feet a lot doing crazy things, which I was, well, a long time ago, but then it got better and then it got worse again because I aggravated it. So I'm like, okay, we got to figure this out, but I still need to drop a few pounds because I'm really not at a healthy weight limit that I need to be personally. It has nothing to do with my husband, nothing to do with my children. It's all about what I need for my body and how I feel. And let me tell you, I am on fire. I have so much energy. I go to bed, you know, I'm trying to work on my sleep too. I go to bed by 11 o'clock most of the time. Sometimes I get off on that. And we've got a grandbaby coming. Now that might change a little bit because I'll be spending time with my daughter, my son in love, my grandson, and our new grandbaby. Now with all of that, that's fine. I can, you know, not make up for it, but I can get back on track because I've worked really hard and I've been doing this now for over 3 months. I think I'm in the 11th week officially. So that's really cool. I love that. But in telling you all of this, I could use the excuse that, well, gosh, I really can't exercise well because, you know, you kind of have to have your feet to exercise. And when I say something's painful, you know I'm in pain because I have a very high pain tolerance. Now, I still don't take a lot of anti-inflammatories. Don't send the hate mail. But I do make sure that what's going in my body isn't causing inflammation so my body can naturally heal. Anyway, long story short, I'm like, well, I could put it off, but what if it takes me 3-4 months to get this foot where I really need it to be? I could be sitting here and really gaining more weight instead of losing what I could actually be gaining. But then I'm going to be higher up on the scale than what I already am. That means I'm going to have to lose more. Do you see my reasoning here? Now, I could very easily fall into my excuses, and you know what? That would be awesome because I wouldn't have to work as hard. But guess what? I found a way around it. And so I have made the decision. Sleep, 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 11 o'clock. It's important. I go to bed. I wake up. My body wakes up. The second thing is I'm eating what my body needs, not what somebody's going to tell me, not what somebody says this is the right thing to do, not a specific diet. It's what my body needs. And I'm watching how it responds. So right now I'm non-GMO, gluten-free, wheat-free, soy-free, dairy-free. Did I already say gluten-free? I'm everything free, basically. It has to be in its most original state for me to eat it. And so I'm not eating a whole lot right now. I don't have a lot of options right now. Even nuts are not really a good thing because I can't have a lot of fat. I can have some fat, but I can't have a lot. So I do eggs, but I don't do a ton of eggs. Not doing cheese because it's what? It's dairy. And it's a killer because I love cheese. Now, I'm sharing this all with you because I have to live boldly. And I had to come to a conclusion that I can wait and put off till my foot heals off of what I really need to do. Or I can go ahead and get ahead of the game and figure out what works now. I can because I can't. So that's what we're looking at today. Live boldly. Number one, what matters most to you that you can do? So instead of dwelling on what you can't do, what can't be done, you got to prioritize what matters to you as an essential part of your daily routine. Let me tell you, I'm in a daily routine and I'm loving it. Now, does it switch up every once in a while? Of course it does. But it's something that I work with and I have that flexibility in my schedule. So allocate that time for activities that rejuvenate and refresh you. What is that? It might include exercising, going for a walk, enjoying a relaxing bath, meditation. What can you do that matters most to you? Maybe it is devotional time. Maybe it is praise and worship music and coffee in the morning. I don't know. What is it? You need to guard that. Take time to what? Take care of yourself. And by making self-care non-negotiable in your life, you enable yourself to face challenges with renewed energy and a positive mindset, which means you're not always looking at what can't be done, but what you can do now. Hence, create your now. What matters most to you that you can do? So for me, can't really exercise. I could do upper body. I'm not needing to do that. I'm very strong. I'm not losing that. And so I'm not like forcing myself to run and, you know, exercise so much that I used to do over a decade ago. And I did it for years and I pounded the pavement, hence my foot. And I'm like, I can't do that anymore because I want to chase my grandson and my grandbaby that's going to be here any moment now. So if I disappear for a day or two, it's probably because we got the news and I didn't have time, because, you know, I'm here with you. I don't record these like real early on. This is like as live as I can get to you, okay? And as fresh as I can make it, because I want it relevant to your everyday. So what matters most to you that you can do? Number two, what can you sustain now? Rather than fixating on drastic lifestyle changes that may seem unachievable, focus on the small things, the sustainable changes that align with your individual circumstances, where you are in your season. My foot. Okay, I know I can't walk long places. I can walk. I did it. We celebrated my daughter. We gave her an impromptu baby shower or baby sprinkle. I don't know. What is a baby sprinkle? Anyway, I heard that before and I was like, that must be afterwards. But you know, it's a baby shower. But we just did a small, sweet one with just family. And then we also celebrated our grandson's big 1, 2, 3 birthday. So it was a very productive, beautiful family spending time together weekend. Loved every minute of it. And I'm also celebrating my first son, which is our 2 of 5. Happy birthday, son. I love you. Love you so very much. I'm so proud of you. I cannot believe how old he is. If I told you, you'd be like, there's no way you can have that age of a child. Yeah, I know. And he's my number two, but he's our first son. Anyway, so we have had a lot of happenings. And so with all of it, and I know there's going to be the new grandbaby coming, I've got to look at what I can do right now. Guess what? What's the easiest for me to control? My food, what I'm putting in my mouth, and when I'm going to bed. That is the two biggest things right now and the two biggest things I can sustain right now. I do not need to worry about lifting or doing things like that. I do enough of that with the dogs and the grand dog and the grandson and all. I don't need to worry about lifting. I'm eating plenty of protein to make sure I don't lose muscle either. So that's all covered. So my focus is what I can sustain now, and that's the food I am, you know, fueling my body with, and then my sleep. And it's working. So start by identifying one aspect of your lifestyle that could use improvement, that's going to work within your season that you're in right now. And that season may be a week, it may be 3 weeks. And then you just what? Come back here and you're like, okay, what can I sustain now in this season? Next. And you just keep repeating, right? Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. When you make achievable goals and gradual adjustments, you create a pathway to long-term success when it comes to healthy living, enhancing your overall well-being without feeling overwhelmed or deprived. Because if you feel like you're less than or you're not getting enough then, are you going to do it then? No. What can you sustain now? And finally, number three, what can you let go of now? A lot of nows in this, can you tell? But it's because I want you to create your now. That's the whole point. What can you do right now? You're not putting up the excuse board because it's like, okay, might as well start getting all your sticky notes out. Why can't you exercise? Put them all up there. I bet you I can pull down half of them because you can find a way to work around that. But it's easier to accept those excuses. So sometimes, right, we stack our schedule so we don't have to make changes or do something different. It's easier. Change is hard, but healthy living is priceless. What do you need to let go of? And that includes the excuses, right? Get rid of them, the feelings. Stop attaching feelings to everything. Oh, I just don't feel good. Make a decision and do it. Do it is what my grandson says. Just do it, Grandma, do it. So do it, right? What activities do you need to say no to? Maybe you need to not volunteer. Like right now, my goal is not to do a lot of walking. So if somebody's going to ask me to go do something that has a lot of walking involved, the answer is going to be an immediate, I'm sorry, I'm not in that season. No, I'll take a rain check. I can't do it to my foot. Now, may I hurt a few feelings here and there? Maybe. But I have to make the decision that's right for my health. It's my leg. It's my life. So once you figure out what those are, then be done, right? Don't give it another thought. That's wasting your valuable time that needs to be used on what you can do. Don't overthink it. And I want to add in there, what can you let go of now? Maybe you need to forgive yourself of a few things. Maybe you need to let go of those failures that have held you back. You've got this brick wall of failures, and man, it is sturdy as all get out. It's time to break that wall down. Tear it down, I tell you, tear it down. Tear that wall down. In a world that often reminds you of what you can't do, it's important to remember that you can because you can't. You can have a life of health. Don't let the busyness and limitations of life hold you back from living your life to the fullest. You've got to be willing to say, I'm making a decision, I'm sticking with it. Right? I go out to eat, but I can't eat. I'll go with people. I'm not going by myself. I've gone with my son a couple times, the one who's had a birthday, and he's much older now. And I'm like, I cannot have a son that old. But we went to a restaurant. And he's like, what do you want, Mom? And I'm like, nope, it was a fast food restaurant, Taco Bell. He's like, what do you want? I said, nothing. He goes, are you sure you don't want anything? I said, I'm positive. He goes, okay, you do what you need to do. And I said, thank you. That's the attitude. They know not to push back because I know what's right for my body. They can agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. It's my body and I'm the one who's in tuned most to it. So embrace the power of what you can do and watch as your confidence and well-being soars. Start today, my friend, and begin living a life full of health. You can because you can't. Go in peace. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.